The community in Collingswood, New Jersey, is rallying around Lamad Saifo, who was taken into custody by federal immigration enforcement at the end of July and has been held since. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports he is scheduled to have a bond hearing Friday morning.
Imad Saifo brought his family to the Garden State in 2002 to provide for a better life for his children. He opened a restaurant in Collingswood about a decade later. The namesake of the restaurant, his daughter Zaina Saifo, says her father had made it past the first step in seeking legal status when Immigration and Customs Enforcement ordered him to report to their Mount Laurel office July 31st.
Immediately, we prompted our lawyers. We told them this, and we started talking about the possibilities. And, you know, we didn't want to be naive.
Zaina Saifo says they knew her father could be taken into custody, which is what happened. She described that moment as horrific and cruel.
I pleaded with him. I was like, please, I just want to say bye. I don't know when I'm going to see him. I just want to say bye to my father. And the ICE officer was like, no, you can't. We already took him. He's in the back.
Imad Saifo is being held at Delaney Hall in Newark. The privately run federal detention center has been the site of protests for months over the treatment of detainees. Last week, a third death was reported at the facility, renewing calls for its closure from immigration advocates and New Jersey officials. That makes Zaina Saifo worried because her dad has several medical issues, including stage 3 kidney disease and spasmodic dysphonia, a vocal disorder.
My other concern is is he able to voice his needs because of the voice condition on top of the language barrier? Is he able to actually voice what he needs? Is he able to even tell me what's truly going on?
With her father detained, she and her mom have been caring for her youngest brother who has autism. Collingswood Mayor Daniela Soleno Ward says the community has rallied behind the Saifo family and that Congressman Donald Norcross's office has been supportive. A letter-writing campaign and a fundraiser to cover legal costs for the Saifo family has been organized. The mayor added that it's heart-wrenching to see hardworking members of her community targeted. Zaina Saifo says the rest of her family have legal status, but is concerned about their future amid the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. From Collingswood, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.